Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to get your Bible, get you a pen, get you a notepad. And the reason I share that is because I give a lot of scriptures. We're going to take you into part three of the message entitled How to Live Without Sin. But before we go into part three today, I want to share with you out of the passion of my heart some things from the Word of God to show you that this is the heart and the mind of the Father. This has always been His heart and His mind for His sons and daughters. The Bible said when we accepted Jesus Christ, that He gave us power to become the sons of God. The Scripture teaches us in Romans chapter 8, verse 29, that we ought to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, that He would be the first of many brethren. Now, the other brethren were supposed to live and maintain their lives identically like Him. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, if you say you abide in Him, you ought to walk even as He walked. That simply means that we can walk and live our lives without sin. But now, this is not a popular message in the body of Christ, but the Bible said, how can they hear without a preacher? So God have caused me to be on the air today to preach the truth about the mind and the heart of God. The true dream of God is to produce sons and daughters in the earth right now that can live their lives like the Son of God and let other people see Christ in us. But it's impossible to do that if you have sin in your life. Most Christians in the body of Christ don't even believe that you can live a life like this. And the reason they don't believe it is because we've been taught things for the last several decades that make us feel and think and believe that this is impossible. It is impossible for a human being to walk in divinity, but that's not true. The Bible says in St. Matthew chapter 16, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus built the church on Himself, on His divinity, even though He was a man, even though He walked in humanity, but He built the church on the divinity of Christ. So He can take a human being, give him a new birth, fill him with the Holy Spirit, and you can walk in the divine power of God for the rest of your life and never sin again. And I know this is not a popular message, and I know people may question this message because we've heard teaching all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's a true fact. We all have sinned, but it's nowhere in the Bible where it tells us to continue sinning. In fact, I can find a place where it says we should stop sinning. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? The answer is God forbid. If God has forbidden sin, there must be a way to stop sinning and never sin again. The Bible says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, and I pray God that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. In other words, we can live a blameless life all the way till the trumpet blow. But that's not really preached. That's not really taught. But God now is raising up a church according to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 through 27, a church without spot, without wrinkle, or any such thing. Confirming verse is in 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 11, go down to verse 14. The Scripture is clear that when Jesus comes, He's coming to find a church living blameless, holy, and without spot and without wrinkle. That means we can live without sin in our life. But now, most people don't believe it in the church because they haven't never heard it. We've always heard it preached as if all have sinned and all is going to sin. We even have definition that says it means that all have sinned and continually coming short and will continue to sin. But let me share something with you, beloved. Those definitions came from demonic powers. They did not come from the Spirit of God. They did not come from the head of the church, and God showed and sanctioned them. They came from doctrines of devils. Here is the truth. We can live just like Jesus Christ. And that's what I've been trying to teach in this lesson, how to live without sin. We did several other teachings on the truth about sin. And if you want the full series of the teaching. We'll make sure we get it to you one way or the other. We don't charge for our teaching. We don't charge when you go on the website to tap into the teaching, because I don't see in the Bible where a man of God get a word from God and then sell it to the people of God. And I believe we need to come back to what the church really supposed to be. We need to get all the merchandising out of the church, and we need to come back and do it exactly like the Bible tells us to do it. So if you want this whole series, you're more than welcome to get it. Amen. I did several teaching on the truth about sin, and we just now finishing up our last session, which will be part three, that we're going to take you in a few minutes, which is entitled How to Live Without Sin. Sin is not bigger than God. Amen. God is bigger than sin. But if you don't know that and you've never heard that, you won't know how to accomplish that. So that's why we teach in this series, and that's why I'm on the air today and giving you nothing but the Bible. I'm letting the Bible interpret the Bible. The scripture says in 2 Peter 1 verse 20 that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. In other words, no one have a right to interpret the Bible but the Bible. The scripture should interpret the scripture. We don't need another preacher or another teacher telling us what they say the Bible saying. No, let the Bible say what it's saying. And that's why I give so many scriptures, and the scripture are bearing witness with each other. Amen. Again, I want to quote to you 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. I want you to go read it. It says, if you say you abide in him, you ought to walk even as he walked. That means you can walk like Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 and verse 21, the Bible said, even hereunto were you called, that Christ left us an example that we should follow his steps. Very next verse says, who did no sin. That means you can follow his steps and do no sin. Let me quote some other scriptures to you, and I want you to go look for them and look them up, because this is the real mind of God. How can you hear without a preacher? If this is not being preached, then this is why God's got me preaching it. Amen. And he's going to have others preaching it, because this is the true mind of the Bible. Glory to God. 1 John chapter 3, the Bible is clear. He that commits sin is of the devil, and for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I want you to know that what Jesus did on Calvary, and what Jesus did when he shed his blood and after the third day got up from the grave and sent back his Holy Spirit, was for the sake of destroying the work of the devil in the lives of human, and he accomplished that goal. You do not have to be struggling with the flesh, struggling with sin. If you are taught properly, you can walk just like he walked. I know there are great preachers preaching messages saying there's no such thing as sinless perfection, but let me share something with you. When you hear a preacher or a teacher telling you that there's no such thing as sinless perfection, living without sin, that preacher in so many words is telling you he's got sin in his life. And I just want to share with you that that preacher have not found the path to life. The Bible said, narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Just because a preacher have not found that narrow path, and he himself haven't found the way to live without sin, he don't have a right to teach God's family that there's no such thing as sinless perfection. I come today to tell you that the Bible says it is such thing as sinless perfection. Let me give you some more scriptures. Psalms 4, verse 4, the Bible says, stand in awe and sin not. Why would that be in the Bible if we can't sin not? 1 Corinthians 15, 34, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not this knowledge. I speak to your shame. Go look at these scriptures. Why would these scriptures keep telling us sin not, but the message in the church for the most part and for by men is you can't stop sinning. Everybody going to have sin. No, the Bible don't teach that. Men teach that. And the men that are teaching that have been inspired by demons. Amen. This is the mind and the heart of God. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible said, these things are written unto you that you sin not. Why, if God wrote the Bible that so that we can sin not, but then there are messages saying we can't stop sinning. No, you can stop sinning and you can live a life free from sin. You just need to know how. Galatians 5, verse 16, the Bible said, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. He gave you 17 lusts of the flesh, and at the end of the 17th one, he said, and like of the which. And what that Bible is trying to tell us is that if you walk in the Spirit, you will not sin, and you won't do nothing like this. Because all 17 lusts of the flesh and everything like it is nothing but sin. Amen. The Bible says, Romans 8 verse 14, they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. We have come to tell you that the mind and the heart of God is to bring you out of sin and teach you how to never go back to it and how to live the rest of your life without sinning. But you've got to continue in this truth. When I said this truth, I'm talking about the truth of the Bible. All we're doing is taking the scriptures, putting it line upon line, precept upon precept. John 8, verse 31 and 32, the Bible said, if you continue in his word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You just can't hear this message and say, oh, that's a good message, and not continue. No, you have to continue. That's why we make the word of God without charge. Amen. We've made it easy for you to continue in the truth. You can go to our website. Amen. And it's www.someonecaresministry.org. Amen. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. You can tap into much teaching, absolutely free, and we will teach you how to walk in the Spirit and cease sinning. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4, chapter 1, he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. So let's go now into the broadcast for the day. We want to continue teaching along the lines of how to live without sin. Also, we have two study guides online. You can download them absolutely free. You can go and read them online. Amen. Freely we have received and freely we give. And we did it this way because we want you to continue in the words of the Master. Glory to God. Let's go now into the remainder of part three of how to live without sin. God bless you. Hope you enjoy the word.
We're led by the Spirit. Okay, Mark chapter 7 and look at verse 10. It says, for Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother. Now, you know what he's saying? He's saying the law says, because Moses was, you know, the giver of the law. And Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whosoever curses father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is carbon, that is to say a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And you suffer him no more to do aught for his father. In other words, these Jews was taking and adding to the law of Moses. They was changing it and adjusting it to fit their needs is what he's talking about here. And then he said in verse 13, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which you have delivered. Now watch this. And many such like things you do. The church have made a lot of sins that God never made up. That's where I'm going. And we have learned a lot of things that we thought was sin. They had nothing to do with the word of God. And that's why most people don't think they can live without sinning. And we got to change that mindset. If we stay inside these scriptures and stay inside of a good conscience, you won't sin. Glory to God. Now, let's go John 2 and verse 13. Okay. Verse 13, watch this. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of a small cart, he drove them all out of the temple and the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changes of money. Didn't even want the money. Poured it out. Jesus sent a check back. And overthrew the tables and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. Get them out of here. Make not my father's house and house of merchandise. And y'all know I cry out a lot about that, because most ministries has made the people have merchandised the people, you know, and God raised us up that we are able to sow into people's lives. We sow. And God always take care of us. We give. We don't ask for money on the radio. We don't give. We don't sell no CDs, no books. But I didn't know God was raising me up that I might address this merchandising church. The church is merchandising people, and Jesus don't like that. And he's getting another whip. He's going to whoop some preachers out the temple, I'm telling you. Glory to God. Now, they had a guy, show you how sick this is. Now, they had a guy, one of the preachers in Houston, let an apostle come through his church. They got all the emails. See, like when we get these little cards and we get people emails, nobody see us sending no letter asking for no money. We'll probably send them a study guide or something. I ordered one item from one ministry. I'm gonna be nice tonight and not call a name. But you know I will call names at times. I ordered one item from one ministry, and that ministry done sent me a letter every week since they got my information, asking for money. I said, I'll never buy nothing else from that ministry. This one apostle went in this man's church, got people's information, and he sent out newsletters, $2,000 and $3,000 for these series. Now, he just last week, but they sent this to all the members in the man's church. He sent out this little video, How to Heal the Sick. And the little video was like 15 minutes long. Then it went off, and there's a little line come across the screen. Sold $20, and you can see the rest of it. Now, if you really know how to heal somebody, how you going to tell me to give you $20 so I can go get somebody healed? That's how dumb this stuff done got. They merchandising the people. And so when I get up here and that anointing fall on me, I'm going to say something, and I'm talking all, you know, to people beyond these four walls, and I'm going to address that stuff. That's foolish. And God ain't in that. See, this done messed me up right here. Merchandising the people of God. Okay, but here's where I'm going with this. And his disciples, now watch this. Usually disciples never remember, they never did recall scriptures. Jesus would have to open their understanding. They would never recall scriptures. All of a sudden, they recalled a scripture here to their mind. And the disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house has eaten me up. Why did God let them remember that scripture? Because watch this. Here's Jesus teaching them. An eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, okay? Somebody take your coat, give them your clothing, you know. They slap you on one side, turn your other cheek. And I hear the same Lord that done taught them in there whooping people. And so God had to open their eyes that he's not sinning, because there's a scripture. Said the zeal of his house has eaten him. He was inside the scripture. Everything that looked like sin is not sin. Y'all see that? And so God opened their eyes that, no, he's inside of the scriptures. He's not sinning. The only time that I ever read where Jesus hit somebody is when they was in there selling and merchandising the people. Jesus hit somebody and never sinned. Now, I'm not teaching go hit somebody. We're not teaching that. I'm just simply saying that if you stay inside the scriptures and you stay inside of a good conscience, you won't ever sin. Amen. That's what I'm saying. All right. I'm going to close with, let me go here. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. Look at what it says. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. Okay. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkard, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Jesus said, Paul said by the Spirit of Jesus that none of these people can go to heaven. They will not go. Okay, and verse 11 says, and such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Now watch what Paul said after he called all those things. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Now you know what Paul is saying? There are some things the word is absolutely clear on. Okay? And if you absolutely clear on what the word says, everything else is legal. As long as you don't violate your conscience. Y'all got that? Because see, if you notice what Paul said, and this ain't the only list now. There's certain things in the word of God that he's clear on is sin. You can't do them. Okay? But he said, then he said in this verse right here, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. Okay, it's lawful for me if I want to go to the movie. Now, if the movie going to hurt somebody's faith, it's not expedient for me to do that. You see what I'm saying? And the only reason I wouldn't go is if I violate somebody's faith. But now, if that person's not around, I'm not violating my faith by going. But if I violate your faith, it's not expedient. So it's lawful to me, but it's unlawful for me to break your conscience. So we got to stay inside of the written word and a good conscience, and you won't sin. Okay, just a couple more. Okay, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Now, there's something we know he done said and he's strict about. You can't violate those. You can't even say, well, the Holy Ghost led me here. No. He said, these things right here, you will not inherit the kingdom. Ain't no Holy Ghost going to lead you there. There is no adjustments there. You can't pluck these ears of corn. So let's get clear on some things. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Okay, in verse 22, and then I'm going to be finished. And then whatever questions you have, we'll go from there. Okay, verse 22. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. If something is not going to edify you, I'm not going to do it. Why? Because I care more. That's the law of love. You love your neighbor as you love yourself. If I love, I'm not going to violate you. I'm not going to do anything. Some things wouldn't be a sin for me. But if it's going to violate you, that's what would make it a sin. Hallelujah. Okay. It says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things not edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Okay? See, when you're unselfish, you care about others more than yourself. That's the law of love. That's when you're really walking in love. Okay? Whatever is sold, now watch this. Whatever is sold in the shambles, that eat asking no question for conscience sake. For the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. I'm going to be finished when I finish this thought. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast and you be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you, eat, asking no question for conscience sake. You know what he's saying? Long as you don't violate your conscience, and long as you don't violate someone else's conscience, you won't sin. Okay? Somebody asks you to go eat with them, and the Bible said go. Don't ask no question. But now this is meat offered to idols. You don't know that. He said, just don't ask no question. Just bless the food and eat. That's what he's trying to show you a principle here. Okay. So whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that eat asking no question for conscience sake. For the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast and you be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you. 28. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that showed you, and for conscience sake. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not thine own, but the other. Why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? Now, I think I'm going to close right there, and I want this to make sense. He's saying if somebody invites you to go eat, now let's say this is food that's been offered to idols, and somebody invites you to go eat. Paul said whatever is set before you, bless that food, it's going to taste the same, okay? But now if they invite you and then they tell you it was offered to idols, Paul said, don't eat then. Why? Because you may violate somebody's conscience. So the food was still the same food before you knew it, right? It was offered. So it's not the food, it's your conscience. So it's conscience. We got to stay inside the word, the written word, and a good conscience. And if we do, we won't sin. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. Amen. Any questions or comments? I want to make sure I made the journey tonight. Amen. And if we offend somebody, we're not discerning the Lord's body, because that person is a part of the Lord too. Because just like that little illustration I just gave, that food was already offered to idols. What made the food wrong when I was conscious that it could hurt somebody's faith? Okay? Because Paul said it's nothing with the food. And Paul even said this. He said an idol is nothing. That's what Paul said. An idol is really nothing. So if you're hungry, God will permit you to bless that food and eat it. Well, the food really wasn't sinful. What made that a sinful act is someone else's conscience might have been wounded. It wasn't the food. Okay, go ahead, Judy.
Thank God, because I'm always conscious of people feeling it.
Oh, yes,
you know,
indeed.
I really am, you know. If God left they mean, if they ain't got no smile, I'm still smiling. Mm-hmm. You know, I give them a smile. I'm just like that, you know, because I want people to be happy. And I know everybody will be happy, but hey, you know, it's me.
You're going to try.
Yeah.
The Bible says, much as in you, try to live peaceable with everybody. It says that as much as in you.
Right.
But everybody not going to let you live at peace. But
right.
You got to do your part, is what he's saying.
Another question I want to add, just say for instance, like somebody invite me in to eat,
mm-hmm.
and this person I see, they not clean. You know what I'm saying? I see they not clean, and I'm very picky myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I said, now how do I handle that situation?
Well, that's a good one, Judy. I'm going to let Elder answer that one, because I'm thinking too.
Praise the Lord. We're just about out of time. That's it for today. But I want to refer you to our webpage for more free teaching, www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. If you'd like to call us at 225-272-6647. 225-272-6647. This is Apostle Lewis saying we love you, we thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.
Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus.